Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager is ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy, and that means that no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope that something you hear in the next hour gives you insight and helps you move forward. Now, do you want to build a relationship with the right partner and stop wasting time on the wrong partner? My guest on today's show is author Bill Farr, and he says that knowing and understanding the types from his book, The Power of Personality Types in Love and Relationships, will allow you to find a complementary type or to create harmony between competing types. Every relationship is work. Every relationship requires change. And Bill's book is a wonderful look at some basic personality types and how you can work together to create change, to create balance in a relationship. Now, I'll introduce you to Bill in just a moment, but first, would you please head over to KarenHager.com and click on everything right after the show today. I'm in San Francisco now. Right after the show, I'm jumping on a plane for Los Angeles, and that is so I can be at the Astro Intuitive Evening with Dr. Michael Lennox. That's happening tomorrow, October 24th in Los Angeles. You have a chance to connect with me in person. I promise I'll take a shower. I'm going to put on real clothes and everything. And Dr. Michael Lennox, he is an internationally known astrologer and dream expert. You've heard him on this program. And he and I will be taking your questions live and in person and combining his astrological wisdom and my madcap blend of intuitive guidance to help you get the answers you're looking for. That's going to be so much fun. You can get details about that at KarenHager.com. And the Breathe, Love, Live healing classes begin again on Monday, November 4th. Those classes are for people who are interested in learning how to pinpoint and gently release energetic blocks, old patterns, old habits that are no longer serving them, and to do that in a supportive, safe, protected environment. There is nothing harsh or punitive about letting go of the things that no longer serve you. It can be done in a very gentle and effective way. If you're interested in that, check out breathelovelive.com or get details at KarenHager.com. And now, Bill Farr is the author of The Power of Personality Types in Love and Relationships. He's a wellness coach and an instructor in various forms of meditation. Bill's work is centered around the connection of mind, body, and spirit and how that relates to everyday life and relationships. You can find out more about Bill and his work at theartofunity.com. Bill, welcome to Out of the Fog.
All right, Karen. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, thank you very much. I've been looking forward to this one. Your spiritual path is very eclectic. You draw from a lot of different traditions as you were learning and growing. How did you get started with this work? What led you to all these different places, and how have you found the unifying thread in all these traditions?
Well, it's a funny thing. I'd love to sit here and say it was my involvement in something cool, but it was really because
Bill, I'm wondering if you're still with me.
Can you hear me okay?
It sounds like we might have lost Bill Farr. We're talking
I'm
with
here.
Him
Can
about his book, The Power of Personality Types. And there we are, Bill. I've got you back.
Oh, that was so weird. I don't know what happened.
That was it's a bad interview when I ask the first question and the person disappears. That's not good when that happens.
And I loved your intro, so it had nothing to do. Boy, I'm so sorry about that.
That's
that was
all right.
On my end. Well, to answer your question, I'd love to say that it was something absolutely evolved and smart on my part, but it was really that I wanted to stop suffering in so many aspects of my life, and that would be relationship, career, and, you know, friendship, all of these things, and I was searching for answers. And I became interested in martial arts, and that led me to meditation and different martial artists I met. I was able to bring me to Taoism. And all along the way, I would say that meditation is what brought me to all of my different paths, because as I learned one type of meditation, I'd say, oh, there's another way to do that. And then I learned, visualization meditation and manifesting, and then how to move your inner energy and all of these great things. And that's why what I teach people to do within meditation is finding their path in life and attracting the things that they want to, including the people, the situations, and all this kind of thing. So I really attribute that to meditation and continuing the meditation even after things begin and continue to go well.
Oh, and that's very important, because I think sometimes with spiritual growth, on the path of spiritual growth, people have a goal. I will do this until, and that's not how this works, is it? This is a lifelong journey.
You know, that's so true, and that's what I mean when I say that, is continuing to do it, because people, when they get themselves either in or sick, or they're very anxious, or having some severe whether it be anxiety, depression, fears, anything like that, they love doing meditation. And then when things start going great, they let it go. And then it's sort of like a cycle where, as I say, just the same way that meditation got you out of that situation, it can bring you to new heights if you continue to do it. And that's in every aspect of life, and in relationship, career, everything. So, you know, it's a very simple thing to do, and it has been proven in science to help with so many areas of life. As Harvard University just proved that it increases the size of your brain in just 6 weeks with brand new meditators. And all they were doing was a Zen meditation where they're just relaxing and quieting their mind and breathing. So it's just absolutely wonderful. Now, I've been teaching meditation for over 10 years. And 10 years ago, when I was telling people certain things, they look at me, you're crazy, but all right, we'll try it, you know? And now the great thing is everyone seems to be on board in one way or another, whether they want to try it or they don't know what to do and they're looking to learn. So that's really nice. And that's what led me to writing the book and creating my website and everything like that.
And that website is theartofunity.com. There's a lot on there, not just about this book that we're talking about today, The Power of Personality Types in Love and Relationship, but there's a lot there. I see that we're just a couple of minutes away from our break, but I'm wondering, Bill, as you look at meditation as kind of a through line, as a sort of a spiritual anchor, how does that pattern play into relationships? How does the spiritual life of the partners affect how well that relationship is going to do?
Well, I really believe that within the many things that meditation brings you, for example, just one aspect of how it can improve your relationship, every relationship that I've ever seen, even the best ones, have big challenges within them and difficulties and conflicts. And what makes those conflicts okay is when people work them out. What makes them worse is when people don't know how to communicate, or they hold in what they really want to say, and it builds resentment. One of the things that meditation does is lower your fight or flight response. And that's been proven. So how great would it be if we could take back all those times where we were unnecessarily defensive, you know? So that's one of the things that helps. And then as well as having a hobby and doing something together incredibly increases your connection on a level that is not exactly explainable to people who haven't done that.
Wow. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Bill Farr, and we're talking about his new book, The Power of Personality Types in Love and Relationship. And when we come back after this break, I want to ask Bill about the six pillars of a healthy relationship. I think we've covered a little bit of that. And then I want to get into the personality types. What type are you? What type is your partner? Let's get into it here. It's Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back after this.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Christy in the studio is keeping me dancing in my chair today. I'm coming to you live from foggy San Francisco. I hope wherever you are today, whether it is foggy or sunny, that you are dancing in your chair, that you're having a wonderful day. And because you know it doesn't matter when you listen, it doesn't matter how you connect with the show, let that happy feeling, let that music lift you up, let that put a little extra zip into your day. Now, my guest on today's show is author Bill Farr. His new book is The Power of Personality Types in Love and Relationships. And if you head over to his website, theartofunity.com, you can find out a ton more about Bill and all the other things that he's doing. Now, Bill, before the break, we were talking a little bit about ways to strengthen existing relationships, the importance of a spiritual practice, having a hobby, something that you do together. In your book, you outline the 6 pillars of a healthy relationship. Can you say a little bit about those and how we can, well, look to see if we have them and then implement them if we don't?
Sure. Well, the first one is knowing yourself. And I really think that is the most important. About half the book is designed to showing people who they are and who they are in a relationship, because many times it's separate, because when you put emotions and attachments and pathologies from past relationships and from childhood into that, it really can alter who you really want to be, or your fun-loving, inspired self. So that includes how you accept love and appreciation, what personality type you are, and the characteristics, and that's to begin with. And just to finish on that, you know, what I can say is any relationship counselor would say the fastest way to improve your relationship is by working on yourself. And that's why knowing yourself is such an important aspect of that. Second is having a commitment to personal development and growth. And that includes so many different things, like giving up your self-righteousness and ego for the sake of creating a better relationship. Third is understanding the importance of a give and take in a relationship, and really that it's a compromise. And that's why love is so important to have in a relationship, because when you don't feel like compromising, or when the differences are very big, what happens is when people are in love, that's what allows them to get off their self-righteousness and say, okay, I don't really want to make this big change, but I'm going to do that for the sake of our love together. The fourth is to use communication skills so that you could achieve cooperation and understanding. And what I've noticed in relationships is that many times things go unsaid because people don't know exactly how to say those things that they want to say so bad to their partner, because they're afraid it's going to cause a fight or make a big thing out of something that really isn't a big thing. So in chapter 11, I show all different types of exercises and ways for people to communicate who don't feel like they're that great at it. Fifth is practicing compassion and acceptance, and that allows for appreciation and adaptation to your partner. And the last one is recognizing your partner's expression and acceptance of love, and what you can do to offer them love. And this comes from understanding your personality type as well as theirs.
Oh, these are really good. Now, people who listen to this show probably know that I have been with my partner, we're going on 28 years, long time.
Wow.
And in every relationship, whether it's brand new or whether you're in it for the long haul, baby, like I am, there has to be that give and take. And I think sometimes fear stops us from opening in the way that we could to our partner, stops us from saying what we need to say, and even can stop us from seeing, as you're saying, your partner's innate goodness, their ability to give and receive love, that compassion, that acceptance.
Oh, boy, is that so ever true. And you know what? A lot of times what happens is, in regard to fear, nobody wants to be in fear, obviously, but it's very difficult to know when a person is in that fear and when they're not being their authentic self, but rather they're being defensive or feeling like really what I call an emotional prison is when somebody is in that place where they're unhappy to the point of tormenting themselves and they don't know why. So identifying when you're in this place is a very important realization in order to get out of it and why you're there. So what happens is fears and insecurities take us away from our fun-loving, inspired selves and put us in a place like an emotional prison, which is essentially a strong negative emotion where your ego is preventing you from asking what you want. So this breaks all connection with your partner and prevents a person's own happiness. So it's where a person is when they say that they're just unloved or they become jealous or they start accusing others of things that are really our issue and not theirs. And they could be triggered in an instant, but if you know what yours is, you can get out of it in an instant as well.
Mm. Have you found, Bill, that there are people who believe that they are actively seeking love, actively seeking partners, but are doing it from that place of being in the emotional prison?
Absolutely. This absolutely applies, not in a relationship. So what happens is when people are fearful of certain things, like let's call it a fear of abandonment, or they have codependence, or they're essentially afraid of being alone, what happens is they will sort of latch on or look to attach to the first person that comes along that has a little bit of the qualities that they want, but not all of the other good ones, like what I call the essential 10, essentially appreciation, respect, support, encouragement, this type of thing. And without those other qualities, they could hook up with somebody who's an abuser or inconsiderate or something like that. So to answer your question, absolutely. When people are giving into their fears, they accept much less than is right for them and what they deserve to have in a relationship.
So how can someone who is in fear, is acting out those old patterns and is wondering then, why am I attracting the very things that I'm afraid of? Why do I attract abandonment? Why am I attracting imbalanced or even abusive relationships? How can someone begin to shift that energy for themselves?
Well, it's a great question. And it's sort of the point of why I wanted to, in teaching my classes, why I wanted to organize the ideas into a concept. And that's how what most of the book is based on, is steering people away from that. So it's knowing the characteristics of your type. And this has to do with the six pillars. The first one is knowing yourself and knowing that, okay, I've typically been in fear when I've made many the choices of either getting in a relationship or the things that I've done in the relationship. So knowing that about yourself, let's not have any judgment on that. Let's just say, okay, that's what I do. So I have to know why I'm doing that. What am I in fear of? When did this start? And how do I move and operate in the world in a way without having that fear? And the way to do that is just by having awareness of it. And, for example, one of the characteristics of what I call a blind support, which is a certain type in my book that very typically operates in this way, is that they will support anyone. So even though people are inconsiderate or abusive to them, they feel like it's okay. Well, you know, this is familiar to me, and this person seems to love me and is somewhat taking care of me, so I'll continue to support despite their inconsiderate behavior against me. So it's about knowing your type and the characteristics of each and being aware of that without judgment.
Mm. And I think, at least from what I see from my own work, people who are inclined to do that, to give blind support, often feel that if they just hang in there, their partner will change. That them hanging in there is the thing that will create change in their partner.
Boy, yeah, I'm giggling over here because it's absolutely right on, is that unfortunately, that is what they think. And everyone else around them can see that that's absolutely not true. And not only is it not true now, it hasn't been true in that person's past. Because when somebody has what's the opposite type of that, what we're talking about is called the selfish entitled in my book, someone who pretty much just thinks of themselves and what they want and are very inconsiderate towards others, the blind support usually has many of these people in their lives. It's never just, okay, there's that one isolated incident where that just happened there. Many times it's people at work, such as their employer, sometimes their siblings or an overbearing parent, and you can look at past relationships and it's there too. And consistently, they think, just like you're saying, oh, well, if I just give them more support or, you know, I'm nicer in the relationship, that's going to go away, and it's not. What happens is one of the main things that these people need to learn to do if they're already in a relationship is learn how to, two things, express themselves and say no when it's appropriate, and that can stop a whole mountain of more problems coming their way. Now, prior to a relationship, just what I've touched on before, I teach people to look for the essential 10 elements for a great relationship, and just to name them all instead of skating around it, is those are acceptance, affection, appreciation, approval, attention, comfort, encouragement, respect, security, and support. Now, even prior to learning all of the personality types and how to match them up in a relationship, I have that in the introduction of my book, because it's so important that if they don't learn anything else, to look for those things and to offer them in a relationship. And what happens is adults aren't accustomed, and they don't naturally offer all of those. So learning them is an important way to be able to look for them in a relationship as well as offer them prior to and in a relationship.
This is great stuff. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Bill Farr. You can find out more about him, about his book, at theartofunity.com. And we will be right back after this.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest on the show today is Bill Farr. He is a wellness coach, he's a meditation teacher, and he's the author of the new book, The Power of Personality Types in Love and Relationships. When you go to his website, theartofunity.com, now we were talking about the air, off the air a little bit about this, there are a lot of free resources there for you. including nutritional resources and other tutorials that you can take advantage of to improve your life, to bring wellness, to bring wholeness to your life. And Bill, one of the other things on the website that people can take advantage of for free is a profile to help them find out what personality type they are. So what are these types and how do I know which one I am?
Yes. Well, one of the things to tell you how I came up with the concept of putting this all together for the book is one of the things that bothered me with many other personality type books or concepts is that although when I was reading them, I was really interested and liked them, I found it very difficult to apply them to real life situations because there were so many types or they were difficult for me to say, okay, that person is that type and here's what that means for me. You know, yeah, can I get along with them or what's our chemistry together and so forth. Mine is just two types and they're based on the Taoist philosophy of the yin yang, which states that all things are based on two complementary yet opposing forces, which essentially means that although they're very different, they combine very well. Now, each has subcategories so that you know healthy and unhealthy versions. But to tell you exactly about the types, in all great relationships, if you think about them, one personality holds the important vision for the relationship, and they take the initiative and follow through for the actions taken by the couple. And the other supports that vision, and they usually are very creative, offering different ideas and so forth to the relationship and become are caretakers. And the other thing that bothered me about other personality type books is that I never felt like I fell into just one category. I always felt, oh, okay, they're telling me this is what I am, and it felt like I was pigeonholed there, for example. And many people would agree, if they've looked into this at all, that whatever your type is, it can change based on many things, like your situation, your mood, and most importantly, who you're with. So in my book, it's just like being right or left-handed. Although you favor one, you use both. And which personality type you are is designated by a percentage of where you spend most of your time. So as you mentioned, on my website, there is this free questionnaire, and it's called The Profile. So if you just do a search in there on The Profile, it will come up not only the free five-minute test, but the answers are explained in another blog and obviously as well in the book.
Mm-hmm. And what are the names of those two types?
The types are called entitled is the one who's the initiator. It's essentially a person who thinks of themselves and correspondingly thinks of everyone around them. That's a healthy version. It's benevolent entitled. And then the other type is called support.
Hmm. And as we are in relationships, it sounds like what you're saying is that our initial roles with each other are based on those types. As you work with people who have gone down the road a ways together, do those roles change? I know in my own relationship, I've seen a real shift, and I'm a long way in. I'm almost 28 years in, but I've seen a shift in the roles that we play with each other. So these can be quite fluid over time, yes?
Absolutely, they can be fluid, and that's one of the things I talk about in the chapter entitled How Do You Know Which One You Are, is that they change throughout the course of people's life, especially in relationships together. And that's sort of what we're all going for is the most evolved type, which they call reformed entitled and reformed support, in that if you look at a great relationship, once people learn these personality types, they start seeing it everywhere because they exist in friendships, parent-child, employee-employer, and many times people shift even between their work life and their intimate life. So I even suggest to take the profile on both because many times people are initiating and taking risks and follow through at work, whereas when they get home, they just want to throw their hands up and say, I want to be taken care of and let somebody else make all the decisions. So in a relationship that you're describing, the best analogy that I can give is a dance between two professional dancers. So we talked a little bit about Argentine tango, one of my favorite things to do. And if you look at two amazing dancers, it's very difficult to tell who's leading and who's following. And it's the same in a great relationship. It's hard to know who is the one who's the initiator and who's the one providing follow-through because they know each other so well. So, for example, when you're in a boat together and you're rowing, you adjust yourself to so many times to when your partner is either going faster or slower or something like that in an instant because you know them so well. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, and it makes me wonder if someone listening is in a relationship where they are feeling fluid, but they're coming up against rigidity, being locked in with their partner. Are there things that they can do then to help shift that energy, to bring it back together into balance?
Absolutely. There are so many different things that they could do, but the most important thing is expressing that feeling, because what happens a lot of times when people do this in counseling, they'll come to me and they're in the class, and then one person says something that's been building up, it's been on their mind, and these other person is like, great, I'm so happy you brought that up. Why didn't you tell me that before? You know, why do we have to come to this guy to do that? And what happens is people are afraid that they don't know how to say it, or it's going to make a bigger conflict than what they were hoping for. So one of the main reasons is I have 7 communication exercises and techniques to show people how to have this. And one of the things that I realized, and I originally learned this in a study I read about inner city gangs, that they said conflict isn't the problem. What they talked about is how unresolved conflict is what the problem is. And what happens in that situation is the conflict's unresolved. People then don't say anything because it's caused problems in the past because they didn't know how to communicate it properly or without putting the other person on the defense. And resentment builds and it spirals out of control in a little thing that could have been simply fixed by the right type of communication or saying no at the right time would avoid a bigger disasters going forward.
Wonderful. Is it better if I am, let's say I'm a support type, is it better for me to be with someone who's an entitled type or someone who is a support type?
Well, I'll tell you what, I have, it's your relationship will have more harmony and be more complementary if a support is with an entitled. I should say natural harmony. If that is not the situation, when there are two supports together or there are two entitleds together, there's certain things that those relationships need to have with a little bit of effort that they easily can more than a support and entitled together. So I have a chapter on each one of those, two entitled together and two supports together. And essentially the main thing is to have awareness for who you are and who your partner is, so that you have respect and appreciation for them, so the heads aren't butting together. Essentially, that can very easily become what I call a competitive relationship, because either the two people that are entitled are competing to be the initiator in the relationship, or two supports, they're competing to be the supporter, whereas they want the other person to take more of the charge or initiation. But I can tell you from the many years of doing this, in teaching people about their combinations, I never like to say that any combination is wrong. Some flow more naturally with ease than others. So I have a concept called mirror and complementary relationship. Mirrors are those or couples that are very similar to one another, and these people often come together because they relate very well right from the beginning. Now, these relationships can be soothing, but they're characterized by a lack of growth. Whereas complementary relationships are those of two different types that force growth upon one another because they're so different. So they're like two pieces of a puzzle that, although they're that different, they combine very well. And there are bigger compromises in this relationship, but typically it's more growth is present. So if you identify that you're in a mirror relationship, it's very easy to make that more expansive because you know that just by doing things that are going to naturally bring growth to the class, like bring growth to the relationship, like taking a class on meditation or dance, reading a self-help book, anything the couples can do to allow themselves and their relationships to grow.
You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Bill Farr. His new book is The Power of Personality Types in Love and Relationships. And we'll be right back after this.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Bill Farr. His new book is The Power of Personality Types in Love and Relationships, and you can find out more about Bill and all of his work, which is encompasses a lot more than just relationships. It's about bringing wholeness, bringing wellness to every area of your life. All that good information and a lot of free resources are there for you at theartofunity.com. And Bill, when people are in relationships, is there a way to know when you're with the wrong partner? Is there a way to know when it's just not going to work and you need to get out?
Yeah, absolutely. So many people come and ask me that exact question. And the answer, you know, in Chapter 11, I have so many resources for people to have harmony in their relationship, and that's through relationships, relationship communication exercises and techniques and different things like that. And I never like to say, like I said earlier, is that there's any wrong type together. But what happens is people sometimes they want to know after all that is it really possible for us to do all this? So, and I have a section in that same chapter that clearly states to people how they know. And the main way to do that is looking at the commitment that each person has in the relationship. And that, for example, every relationship, as I mentioned earlier, is going to have challenges and difficulties. And if there's not true love there, then they're not going to want to work on all these things like the communication exercises and the rules in a relationship and all the other things that I have mapped out in Chapter 11 there. So a good way to know if this isn't the right person for you is to know that, okay, I really don't feel like doing all those things. It's too much work, or they're feeling that way. And essentially the commitment level isn't there, and there's ways to check your commitment level versus your partners and so forth.
Hmm. When people embrace a spiritual path, when people are on that spiritual journey, does it change the way they focus on attracting love to them? It opens everything up, doesn't it?
100% it does. Not only does it change the way that they look to find a more evolved or spiritual person who's on the same path, it also attracts them to that. It's a funny thing that when people start meditation classes with me, always within a few days or one of the first things that they tell me is that, you know, it's a funny thing. Since starting this, I met this amazing person, and I don't mean intimately, just in a conversation, that they start telling me how they are attracting people in their lives that are interested in the same type of thing. Because from what I was had explained to me, a Buddhist monk explained to me that your vibration is raised through meditation. And what happens is it brings you to a space where you're able to meet other people that are vibrating at the same level. And it allows those connections to come into your life. So absolutely, it does allow you to have a different perspective and a desire to find other people that are interested in that same sort of thing.
Do you feel like, Bill, we are in a time when more and more people are wanting that connection, are wanting to raise their vibration in that way? And why do you think that is?
Yeah, it's a funny thing. I absolutely do think we are in that time. And, you know, maybe the answer sounds a little bit strange, but I have been lucky enough to not only study with monks, but shaman as well, living in South America. And they had talked about a lot of the tribal, the tribes such as the Mayans, the Kogis, the Aborigines, as well as the Tibetans and Hindus. They talk about the time that we're in right now for thousands of years and how important this time is. And it has a little bit to do with the 2012 December 21st in the year 2012 and how that is a new beginning setting most people on a spiritual path. And I don't know exactly what the reasoning is, but it's just great that I think it has to do as well as the more people that become open to this, the more it raises the vibration as people as a whole. And this is sort of one of the things why I call my website The Art of Unity, because when people as a collective or a group are thinking in the same direction, and that's, let's call it just positive thoughts or just wanting more positive thoughts or spirituality, it gets more people on board. It's sort of like a web of positive thought that brings other people on board with that as well. And I think as the more people that do that and begin to meditate and want to find more things, more information is available. And boy, is that the case in our time with the internet and the access to the information and everything else like that.
And that sort of always on connection requires that we are more responsible about how we use our own energy and kind of how we set those boundaries around the kind of relationships that we attract and the choices that we make.
Yes, that's so true. And having them all to a point of our own evolution and more or else inspiring others to have that kind of evolution, is the being positive and being less defensive and being more yourself as opposed to somebody who's in survival. So, all that, I think, combines together. People are aware of how much that is in a one-on-one and intimate relationships. And I really believe in what I've learned from so many different types of teachers that it is available for all of consciousness.
Mm. So what's next for you? Will we see more books? I know you maintain a very busy teaching schedule as well. What's coming up next for you?
Thank you for asking. Yeah, I not only am I teaching the classes, I'm beginning to offer those online, and people can sign up at the website, theartofunity.com. I have a couple other books coming out. The next one is Finding Your Path Through Meditation, and then the third is a combination of those with some nutrition as well. So, yeah, just continuing to do that and shooting and blogging and getting out as much free information as I can to get people on board.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate your time and your willingness to share these good tools with the people who are listening. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. It's been such a joy to be here, and thank you, Chrissy, as well, and with all the great music and fun.
Wonderful. Thank you. That was Bill Farr. His new book is The Power of Personality Types in Love and Relationship. You can find out more about the book. You can get the book at theartofunity.com. There are a lot of other great resources there for you about wellness, about bringing your life into a place of more unity, more wholeness. And please don't forget to head over to KarenHager.com and click on everything. There are still a couple of seats left for that Astro Intuitive Evening live and in person in Los Angeles with me and Dr. Michael Lennox. We are going to have a great time. In fact, right after the show's over, I'm leaving to jump on a plane and head down to L.A. to be there for that. That's Thursday, October 24th in the evening in Los Angeles, and you can get details at KarenHager.com. The Breathe, Love, Live classes are starting. That's at KarenHager.com. And as always, if you are looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, KarenHager.com is a great place to find out more about me, my approach to this work, and see if we are a good fit for each other. And thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. And until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call. Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. The Bond Method is a customized program that enables you to have optimal health and wholeness, experience the law of attraction like never before, and manifest abundance. It teaches you how to integrate your mind, body, and spirit through complementary and alternative healing modalities. For more information, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.